Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We bless God for today and the opportunity He has given to us to study His Word. We are going to continue our extensive study on the books of the Bible. Congratulations to those who have been following us. We have finished Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're going to begin the book of John today, starting with John chapter 1. And my prayer is that as we look into God's word together, the entrance of His word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the first thing I want us to understand is, if you hear the word "in the beginning," that means something happened before the beginning. There were some things that happened before the beginning. And we need to quickly look at the things that happened. Now, when I say things, I'm not literally talking about events. I'm talking about the beings, the existence of some beings before the beginning. Now, the first person who existed before the beginning was God. Because in the beginning is like saying we are starting something. Now, before you start that thing, something must have started that thing. And that person, that personality who began what we call beginning is God, which means God is endless. God does not have beginning. God does not have ending. Because God existed before the beginning. Before that word beginning, God was. The same thing with Jesus. Jesus also existed. Because the Bible says here, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." That means before the beginning, both God and Jesus already existed. And then the same thing with the Holy Ghost. So the Trinity existed even before the beginning. Now, there is just one more person that existed also before the beginning. And that person is you. You actually existed before the beginning. And I'm just going to show you that very quickly in the Bible. So I just wanted to check, open your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. The Bible says, "Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes." That means God existed, Jesus existed, the Spirit of God existed before the beginning, and then God had you in mind. That means before you were formed, God had already chosen you. God had you in His mind. So you are not an afterthought. So stop thinking God is not mindful of you. That same God that you think is not mindful of you had you in mind before the creation of the world. He formed you, scripted your life, planned your life, everything that you would need for success on earth. God made everything possible before He even created you at all. Do you know that everything Adam would need before he was formed, all of those things were ready. The food he would eat were already made ready for him even before he was formed. The house he was going to live, all the things that worries men today, all the things that we worry about, all of these things were created even before man was created. House, food, clothing, everything, money, business, the work man was going to do, God had already created that work for man even before he was created. So the lesson I want us to learn from this is that we should stop worrying. Don't worry about anything. Why? Because these things that you are worrying about, God has already written everything that it would come to you anyways. He had planned everything out even before you were created. He told Jeremiah, "Before you were formed, I already ordained you as a prophet. Before you were formed into this world, God had planned your life. All you need to do is to surrender yourself and say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. So stop worrying. Stop getting yourself agitated. Stop getting yourself so worried about your life. How is my life going to turn out? There's no way your life will turn out bad. It's not possible. Because God had your life already planned. So all you should be doing is to be praying and saying, Father, be it unto me according to your plan, according to your word. And may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. And then finally now, in the beginning was the word. So Jesus was God. So that's another very important thing that we need to address. Jesus was God and he is God. I mean, he is God. He was God. He will forever be God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I had to say this because there's a particular religion that believes that Jesus is not God. They believe that God is just one. There is nothing like that. Jesus was a prophet. I mean, Jesus received worship when he was on earth. The only person that should receive worship is God. But Jesus received worship. There are loads of evidences that shows that God, Jesus, they are one. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Bible says, in him was light, and the light is, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. That means Jesus is the source of light. Jesus is also the source of life. So if you want light, if you want life, then you need Jesus. And when that light shines, darkness cannot comprehend it. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we see in verse 6, the Bible says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming to the world. And I like the fact that John made it so clear that he wasn't the light. He was only supposed to be a witness to the light. The moment people begin to shift their focus from Jesus to you, you are in trouble. You have put yourself in a very serious danger. You are not the light. People should not come to you. The Bible did not say, come to your pastors and I will give you rest. No. It says, come unto me. Jesus is the focus. Men can be the channel, but Jesus is the focus. You are not the light. Jesus is the light. You are only a witness to the light. That's very clear. Verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, which is also an evidence that Jesus Christ came to this world in the flesh. He was fully God and was fully man. So John 1:1 makes it clear that Jesus was fully God on earth. John 1:14 makes it clear that Jesus was fully man on earth. So he had the feelings that we all have today. He went through all of these temptations that we have gone through without sinning. So don't let anyone suggest to you that the reason why Jesus Christ did not commit any sin when he was on earth is because he was God. No, he was fully God and he was fully man. Pray the Lord will give us understanding more and more in Jesus' mighty name. Look at what John used to describe himself. He ensured that it was nothing. It was not the focus. Because, you know, these guys were so... Anytime they see someone doing one or two miracles, despite the fact that John did not even do miracles, they just see you look strange. They see you... And John was actually someone who looked really strange. Someone that was eating locust and wild honey. Someone that was wearing rugged and tattered clothes. He wasn't this fashionista, you know. He called himself a voice in the wilderness. This is what this guy... The whole prophet, the greatest prophet of all time, prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, this guy, greatest prophet, was regarded as a voice in the wilderness. And look at him, he kept on saying it. He confessed and did not deny, but confessed. He said in verse 20, I am not the Christ. He kept on mentioning that. I am not the Christ. He said, I am just the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. That is understanding the purpose for which you have been created. John had a clear picture of what God has sent him to do. And he was not going to do anything less or anything more. He was only a voice, and he was never willing to become anything more than that. He was not willing to be the light. He was not willing to be Christ. He was only going to be a voice and then a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Now, the lesson I want us to pick from there is that you also need to sit down and trust God to have a clear picture of what he has ordained for your life. And you need to stay within that calling, that very assignment. What is your own assignment? The assignment of Moses was very clear. Whatever it was Moses did before he started fulfilling the assignment was only going to prepare him for that major assignment, which was to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt to Canaan. Simple and clear. The assignment of Nehemiah was simple. He was supposed to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. The assignment of Ezra was to lead some particular set of people away from Babylon to Jerusalem. The assignment of Zechariah, very clear. Assignment of Peter, Paul, super clear. The assignment of Paul was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Very simple and clear assignment. What is your own assignment? Don't say that God has called you to change the world. That is not your assignment. Moses did not change the whole world. He only did his own part. As little as it was also mighty, because then that was the only thing he needed to do. There is something. You know what someone said? He said it is called universe. Uni means one, then verse. That means you have just one verse to make the universe a better place. Play your own verse. Let me play my own verse. It is the combination of verses that makes a Bible. If you play your verse, I played my verse, we all played our verses. At the end of the day, this world will be a better place to live in. Now, when I say better place, that is not even the promise of the Bible. It is not like it's going to get better and better. But what I mean is that you will be able to fulfill the assignment of God for you on earth. You know what it says? The Bible says that, you know, let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. That is the assignment. That is the major focus. That will be able to bring the will of God from heaven down to earth. May God open our eyes to see that assignment. May God open our eyes to see that very thing that we need to do. You think it is to be an engineer. It is not that. You can fulfill that assignment while being an engineer. But being an engineer, being a doctor is not that assignment. There is an assignment of God upon your life. Some of it might be to be an apostle of Christ. It might be to be a teacher. Not the name, not the title, but that assignment, that office. That might be the assignment of God upon your life. It might be to deliver the Somalians, or to deliver the people of Iraq from the shackles of sin. It might be that God has just ordained you to support missionaries, and then you need to do it, you know, with the whole of your heart. But there is an assignment of God upon your life. But just like John was also a forerunner of Jesus Christ, for the first coming of Jesus, he prepared the way for the first coming of Jesus. We also have been saddled with that responsibility to prepare the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. So what are you supposed to do? Be a witness. Be the witness. And as you're being the witness, you're making it clear, I am not the Christ. I am not the light. I am only a voice crying all over the earth, speaking via my status, speaking via Facebook and Instagram, saying, prepare the way of the Lord, for he is coming again. May the Lord give us that strength to do this in Jesus' name. Finally, I'm sorry, we're going to do John chapter 1 in two different parts. I mean, I told you I love the book of John so much. I don't think we can do John in you know, the whole of the chapter in one audio. So we'll do the second part of John tomorrow, John chapter 1 tomorrow. Hopefully it will not be like that for the remaining chapters. Hallelujah. And then finally, John says, I baptize with water, but there is a better baptism. There is a baptism that you need There's one that they will do for you in church, that you put, baptize us in water. Very important. A public display. Telling people that we are children of God. Even if people are not there, I would recommend that whenever you do your baptism, take a picture, then put it online. Because it's supposed to be a public declaration of Jesus Christ that I am now a child of God. But beyond that water baptism, there is a baptism that you need, and that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is nothing as important to a believer as having been baptized by the Holy Ghost. It is the most important thing you should ever have. If you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, it will be very difficult for you to commit sin. Life will be easy for you. You need to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. We're going to continue from there tomorrow. Thank you for joining today's podcast. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.